MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. In Roswell, a ceremony to mark the reopening of the Roswell Visitor Center is scheduled at 9 a.m. on May 2nd. The public is invited to the ceremony that will include light refreshments and remarks from Roswell Mayor Pro Tem Juliana Halverson. During the event, attendees will be able to tour the remodeled facility. Tourism is one of Roswell's key industries, with thousands of visitors each year drawn to the city's unique blend of extraterrestrial lore and southwestern charm. The Visitor Center has long stood as one of the first stops for travelers arriving in Roswell. And the New Mexico Supreme Court said 911 dispatchers are not immune from liability under the Enhanced 911 Act, which means they can be sued. On Monday, the state Supreme Court clarified the protections both dispatchers and government employees have during a lawsuit. The clarification comes from a lawsuit brought by the family of a 16-year-old hiker who suffered a heat stroke in the Oregon Mountains in July of 2020 and said the teen's death was caused by delays and missteps in emergency response. Defense lawyers claim the Enhanced 911 Act grants immunity to dispatchers and their employers, but the state Supreme Court disagreed. Registration has begun for a beginner warm water fishing workshop by the New Mexico Department of Game and Fish in Roswell, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on May 4th. Adults over the age of 18 with limited fishing experience are also welcome to participate. Attendees won't actually be fishing at the free class, but they'll learn the basic necessities of catching bass, bluegill, catfish, crappie, walleye, and yellow perch. The workshop will cover casting, fish identification, fishing techniques, equipment and gear, knot tying, and rules and regulations. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.